This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, featuring the talents, the likable voice of one Jay Kirshner. I'm the Dougster, as we think about the important things in the world as to why the chicken crossed the road. We all kind of know why the chicken crossed the road, right?
Well, yeah, but to get to the other side.
But well, what about
what was
sheep
on the other side?
Yeah, what about cows? There's a video. We had actually cow got out yesterday on the farm here, a cow that I've been nursing along, a sweet little heifer calf, a cow actually now. But she hasn't had an easy time of it because she has respiratory problems. And so I've been kind of letting her wander around the farm. And so yesterday she was feeling her oats because everybody was feeling better. So she walked out into the street. And so we had to, you know, chase her down. And one of the guys on the farm, in his excitement, gets out of his truck to chase the calf, the cow, and she's halfway between a calf and a cow. But she weighs probably about 400 or 500 pounds, and is a yearling heifer. So he gets out of his truck, leaves it in drive, and he's on a hill. So he's chasing the cow, and somebody screams, "Let the truck's going backwards down the hill!" Some guy's coming around the corner in a brand new Tesla. Well, I don't have to tell you, boys and girls, what happened. It wasn't pretty. And so this guy's
amazing.
He was very nice about it, but the front of his car is pretty well crinkled up. And so, you know, but I can't yell at the guy who chased the calf, except, you know, you have to have presence of mind. The calf, well, he was worried the cow was going to get run over. And the way people drive, even on this country road where I am, you know, anything can happen because nobody expects to see a cow in the middle of the road. And it's a windy, narrow road, so who knows. But anyway, so I was thinking about the video of the animals stopping traffic that we've seen. There's a lot of it on social media. A lot of people don't really understand cows and, you know, the animals that do get out and just, they're not out to do any harm. They're just being themselves. There was one of the videos that showed a lot of sheep heading across a highway in Idaho. Did you see that? It was this massive spectacle. People I know, I'm sure somebody got a video of what happened here yesterday. That'll show up at some place. And in Yellowstone last week, cars halted for a herd of bison, buffaloes, that are in their calving season. They're dropping calves.
That's about right, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, you go through these parks and you see what goes on in the parks. They were doing that long before there was a road. The road's kind of an add-on. They're living and doing what comes naturally, as well they ought to. But I think that's kind of an interesting way. It's springtime everywhere, and I just like... I was looking at this story. There's another one about Mojave Max. Have you seen Mojave Max? This is a turtle. Well, they call them tortoises because it's so big. There's a tortoise and there's a turtle. Turtles are small, tortoises are big. And so, not unlike, I guess, Punxsutawney Phil in a manner of speaking, this tortoise comes out every year at the same time. They've called him Mojave Max. He lives at a preserve in Nevada outside of Las Vegas. And his emergence from wintertime marks the start of spring, so they say. And so Max came out yesterday or the day before, maybe over the weekend, and they made a big deal out of it. There's a contest in which they have 2,000 people who guess when this guy is going to come out of his cave, and there are prizes attached to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because it was a colder than winter, than usual winter there, the rain and all that stuff, Max stayed inside a lot longer than he usually does. Normally he comes out in March, but he didn't come out until April 24th because that's when things finally warmed up. So there was one person, I think, that got a weekend in Vegas at some hotels and gambling and all that stuff. Who was, but most of everybody, because it was a local contest, most everybody figured it would be February or March. The earliest date that this guy's ever appeared was February 14th. That was about 20 years ago. And the latest date until this year was April 17th, and that was back in 2012. So because of the weather, and of course, global warming, that's it. Messed up Mojave Max. We're following up everything here. Anyway, so it's, I don't know, kind of cute to see what's going on as we get into springtime, younger than springtime. There's a gold rush in California. The snowfall, this is, no, seriously, have you heard this? The
snowfall.
Yeah, the snowfall and the rain, the heavy rain has exposed a lot of gold up in Northern California. So people are realizing it's up there and they're going running up to bring their pickaxes and they're bringing their hammers and chisels and stuff trying to carve. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Very retro of 2023.
Isn't it though, huh? Yeah, I think it's great. You know, we were talking yesterday about the last guy alive from Pearl Harbor. And then the one who is, I forget his name, you had his name, who is still alive. One of them died, he was 106, and the one who's still alive is 105, I think, something like that. And this fellow's name, I don't remember the name of the guy who died, but I know that Ernest Horstall is the one who is having his 105th birthday. And apparently this week he's gotten 4,000 cards from people all around the country.
Wow.
Isn't that, that's very cool. I think
that's amazing.
Cool. Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Ken Potts is the one who just died at 102,
right.
One of the last ones.
Yeah, right. All right, here's the story of these three high school seniors who were arrested after throwing a rock at a car with a woman in it. I think she was driving just outside of Denver, if I'm not mistaken, and she was killed.
Yeah.
The rock went through her windshield.
And they've been seeing this. We see this every so often where some kids just causing chaos or ruckus or whatever, and they just start throwing rocks at oncoming cars. And it happens pretty sporadically, but Colorado was seeing it happening a lot. A lot of people were coming in with car damage, and then they find that it was these three kids who had apparently at least, they can prove that they did it to seven cars. One of them it ended in a fatality. And now not only is that woman dead, these three seniors in high school who should still have the rest of their lives ahead of them are now facing charges because they killed a woman.
So should they go to jail for the rest of their lives? That's a question on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Should these three youngsters who were responsible for killing this woman go to jail? Well, they had... They knew what they were doing, so it wasn't like
they're legally adults. They are all 18,
right. So this should be a warning. This should get lots and lots of publicity. They should be pursued to the full extent of the law, and go to jail for as long as possible. They're seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes on in your mind? What do you think is fun? To throw a rock at somebody in the car? What is the matter with you?
They don't think that anything truly significant or that bad will happen.
It happens
in other states, too. I know somebody who had a piece of, it seemed like a piece of a car or some kind of metal equipment that was thrown at her car and landed on her sunroof. Normally, she drives with her sunroof open, and that day, for some reason, she had her sunroof closed.
Yeah. Here's another one. Driver of a FedEx truck knocked unconscious. Son was sitting behind him. A rock was thrown through his windshield down in Georgia. So what, are we going to have an epidemic of this stuff? The rock was thrown through the windshield, knocked the driver unconscious. The son was able to, this was a semi, his son was able to pull the truck over apparently and stop it. But at any rate, this is a guy who's seriously hurt. And if it weren't for his son, who knows, the truck went out of control, who would have been hurt or killed on the highway?
Yeah, exactly.
Another rock throwing thing. Oh, man. All right, so the whole business about what's going on in the Capitol, is this a showdown between the Republicans and the Democrats? Because the Republicans are using the debt limit situation as leverage to achieve policy priorities that ought to be all, not just Republican priorities, should be everybody's priority, right? The bill is being used as kind of a hook in the debt limit negotiations, as well it ought to be. I think that McCarthy and the rest of the people in there showed some starch, even though their agenda may be, some people say, well, the Republicans are trying to do this, that, other thing, they're trying to kill. You know what? It's time we wake up and grow up and stop spending. You can't spend money that you don't have. I can't spend money I don't have. So why should they be able to spend money that they don't have? It's an age-old argument. It's not so old because it's only been 20 years since when we went into Iraq in 2003. So that's when it started. So in 20 years, we've racked up $30 trillion in debt, where we had none before George Bush went after the Iraqis. Bill Clinton left the situation. And so all of the liberal media, I don't like that term, maybe the Democrat, I don't know what to call it, but the New York Times, the Washington Post, that ilk, MSNBC, is chiding the Republicans because they're trying to ruin the government and they're trying to ruin your lives. You know how irresponsible it is to say that? It is crazy to think that we can keep spending and taxing and spending and taxing and spending and taxing and the economy isn't going to suffer. Look around you right now. The reason we have a problem in the economy is because there's too much spending by the federal government. That's it in a nutshell. And you can blame some of it on the Chinese and what happened during COVID. That's legitimate. But blaming it doesn't fix it. So fixing it means cutting spending. Stop with all of this stuff. You know, it's nice to have plans. It's nice to want to help people and build better roads and all that stuff. We ought to be addressing why the roads are in lousy shape. I was about to use the S word, but I edited myself. Anyway, isn't this all? It's food for thought for sure. So think about it as we move into 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliate and third-party insurers.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All the allergies out of my throat here. 23 after the hour. The hour? Yes, this is the hour. As opposed to the other hour and the next hour. This is the hour. And so we focus during this portion of every hour of the Good Day program with Jay and Doug on social media. So Doug Steffens' Good Day show posts questions or asks you to come up with something that we can share with the audience and you can share with each other. As listeners, there's a club here. Kind of, it's a large club, but it's a good club. So Jay has asked you to give us some good news, which is something we ought to do actually every day. And I try to present in different forms, pretty much with every hour and every half hour, a good news story. Here's a lady who has some, well, she had a perspective on good news. She lives in the area of dominant influence and listening to us, as I think she has been for a while. I recognize her name up in WSDE land, Cobleskill, Schoharie County in New York. She brings up the story of this guy Hussein who's going to trial. So I'm trying to find the good news here, and I'm not sure that I can find it. She called it good news because he's going to face a trial, a trial by jury. I'm not sure this is our actual point in asking for good news. But
when she said good news, depends on your perspective.
Yes, it does. Yep, right about that. All right, let's see. Here is John, who shares with us a copy of a car that he's been working on as a project. This is kind of neat. I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of a car it is. I want to think it's an old Ford, but I bet he's listening, and he'll tell us what it is. Did you see that picture, Jay?
Is that ready to put primer on it?
Yeah, on our social media. Yep. Here's Margaret, who's sending us pictures of some of the red buds where she is in Northwest Ohio. It's springtime, yep. A lot of the beautiful purple flowers and the trees that have all kinds of beautiful lilacs. I'm waiting for the lilacs, frankly. Right. Here's Gretchen, who says it's only 11 days till she retires. I guess that's a good news,
right?
Yeah,
for her.
Yeah. Terry is vacationing.
Yeah.
Terry's vacationing in Myrtle Beach. She has her two daughters and her two granddaughters with her, having a wonderful time. Good for you. Let's see. Lynn says the world keeps turning and the sun rises every day. We must find some good in that. Yep, absolutely.
Amen, sister.
Yep, amen. Leonard said, as always, a great show, but you you hit the car. It was your fault. I told the story on the air earlier in the week of me backing into a young lady's car and what my thoughts were on it. So, okay, Leonard, got your message. Thank you.
If you thought that car was parked too close, you should have asked them to move it.
Yes, I should have. If I'd have seen it, I would have done that. Thank you very much. Here's Jeremy, who said, artificial intelligence is going to take over the world. Any intelligence has to be better than what we have now. Is that good? I suppose maybe, right? In a manner of speaking, it could be.
I don't know. I feel like everybody needs to go see the movie Idiocracy with Owen Wilson. No,
yeah.
Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson,
yeah,
is in
Luke
it.
Wilson.
And
yeah,
it is what could happen if all of the technology and AI really take over the world and we'd become so reliant on it and forget to just not only think for ourselves but function for ourselves.
Yep. Okay, here's Jeff, who says, the good news is I just saved 30% of my car insurance by switching to Geico. That's pretty funny. Let's see here. Who else? Dave, I'm not voting for Biden. That's good news. Well, you know what? We have something in common then, sir, because I'm not voting for him either. Here's Jim, who says,
the good news. Again, good news is perspective.
That's right. Jim says, as far as he's concerned, Tucker getting fired is good news. So there you go. Lots of different representations of your thoughts. Thank you for sharing. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Two U.S. Army helicopters on a training flight collided in Alaska yesterday, leaving three soldiers dead and a fourth injured. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Alaska, John Pennell, is reporting each of the AH-64 Apache helicopters involved in the crash were carrying two people. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, while returning to Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks. Healy, Alaska is roughly 250 miles north of Anchorage. Cleanup crews are responding after a tornado swept through Florida last night.
A tornado warning stretched across multiple counties and one touchdown in Hosford. Dozens of buildings and homes were destroyed and every resident in Hosford lost power. A severe weather threat is still in effect across most of Florida and parts of southern Georgia. The National Weather Service predicts severe storms to continue to progress east-southeast across the Big Bend area today. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business. Yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Today we're on the air, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and the Good Day program. My mission is not necessarily to make you happy, but to bring things together, put perspectives on things, and make you think that there's more than one way to think. Right? Because there always are two sides. You know what they say, two sides to every argument?
I was just three. Depending on how many people you have, you have the habitual person, and then you have the truth side.
No, what's the difference between truth and fact? Because truth can be one thing to one person. Mm-hmm. My truth is.
Exactly.
And then facts don't necessarily always bear the proof that's necessary to prove that whatever some person's point of view is a fact. Rather, is the truth.
We see things as we are, not as they are. We experience things based on our own mental state, not the facts, always.
Well, I think we become victims of our own negative thinking. I know I feel that way every once in a while when somebody will call me Captain Curmudgeon or something like that, because I do sometimes focus on stuff that's gone wrong, and then I try to balance it, and that's where the Good Day program comes in, and you and others. Who, when I say or do things, are motivated, and I try to motivate people on the up and up, tell you different stories about different realities. But I think there are a lot of challenges to our survival at the moment, literally and figuratively. And so we individually choose to focus on what may make us, what makes us happy, and sometimes nasty, angry people are happy because they come up with nasty, angry stuff. However, finding something to be happy about every day can help you shift away from some of that. That's why I think I've survived as well as I have, because even though there are things that drive me crazy, there is a balance. And I see it maybe if in no other way than looking at pictures of my children, my grandchildren, and talking with you, Jay, every day, and all the people that listen to the program, look at some of the things we were just talking about in social media. It's, so there are days, and I've said that Mercury's in retrograde, and it's kind of a tough one until, I think, what, the 13th of May? Are we in retrograde until, I think, the 13th of May?
Mm-hmm.
And so there are things, for example, if you have the desire to marry somebody, would you marry them between now and May 13th? I don't think so.
Yeah, why not?
If
the venue was open and you already had it kind of scheduled.
I suppose. If it was been in the works, yeah, right. What happens if a child is born into your world today? How is that going to change your day or your life? For a lot of people, it is having a child, and Jay, you can attest to this, and I can tell you what happened when my son and daughter were born, and even the grandchildren. It is a life changer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes the moment that child comes out of the womb. Everything changes. Everything. And hopefully, for the most part, it's for the better. Especially if the child is healthy and is going to grow up in good surroundings, and that's up to you. You're the one who makes up your mind to give the child the best that you can give. It isn't about money. It's about, I guess, security and love, much anything else, right?
And for the most part, we always hear those stories about it's not always that way, or we know people who do not have great relationships with their parents that started from childhood. But I think for the most part, for many of us, it's almost like the moment we see that baby, our very DNA changes.
Yep, for sure. So I guess my point here is I'm going off on a tangent, but happiness, if I can leave you with this thought in my mind to your mind, happiness may not always come easily into our lives, but you have been conditioned to believe that there are unmet expectations in life, whether it be sadness, anger, guilt, fear, or happiness. And the more we expose ourselves to a lot of the crap that's on social media, I think the more impact it has on us. Do we all have the power to choose happiness over unhappiness? Absolutely, every single day, all day long. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. And whenever I go down there, that brings a chuckle and a smile to most people's minds. So anyway, I shouldn't say enough of that because there's never enough happiness. But as is usual, we have to contrast the good with the bad. Here's the story of a fox that bit six people, including a child, out in Rochester, New York. The fox tested positive for rabies. Public health authorities confirming that the lab results showed the animal was infected with rabies. So why do I tell you that story? What is there in it for you? Why would I bring it up because it's not very pleasant. So the reason that I bring it up is because there are more and more of these instances that are being recorded all around the country where animals, whether it's a fox or coyote, whether it's a raccoon, it's a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of animals that have been infected with rabies, which is a dangerous, it doesn't kill the animal, but it will kill you if you get enough of it in your system. And because these animals are emboldened more than they ever have been, the idea that the developments that are being built are pushing these animals that have lived where they live forever, and then all of a sudden there's a house there. So they stay in the neighborhood, and they want what they want, but if they can't find what they want, they're going to go chase you. Coyotes
well,
can be very dangerous.
Especially when it comes to rabies, they're just
and right, exactly.
Angry. Like, I don't even want to say angry, but it's just this uncontrollable aggro they want to attack.
Yeah, huh? Well, but they don't know they have rabies. They're not
attacking because
they have their rabies. They attack because, that's kind of what
they do. That's what rabies did, that it makes them a lot more agitated and more likely to attack. That's why a lot of times what it
is. Yeah, but that's the consequence of the attack, the rabies, are very deadly. The rabies, the virus that is rabies, yeah, it does, you're right, it changes their mind, it changes their mental makeup, their brains change when they have rabies, you're right. And so they become more aggressive. But then when they bite somebody with the rabies, that gets into their blood system, and it does the same kind of thing. Rabies can make you crazy, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally make you crazy. So you got to watch out for that. Okay, let's see. As long as I'm in the dead zone, there are a number of people who have been killed in Kenya. This starvation cult, have you heard this story? The investigation has started into this cult. Followers are told to starve themselves. And so that's what they do. Sort of reminds me of the gym. Was that like 40 years ago? There was a cult in America, and hundreds of them died. They drank some kind of Kool-Aid, and I don't remember. But the idea of cult as a word, by definition, it feels bad when you say those four letters together, C-U-L-T, right? You all of a sudden raise your, wait a minute, what's this about? You raise your awareness or your interest in what the story is all about. So 200 people have been reported missing in this area, and the authorities have gone in there and found, like yesterday, I think they found 34 people, and then they've rescued a bunch more. But this has been going on for a couple of weeks, apparently.
Yeah, the death toll has reached 90.
Yeah. And supposedly, this is at the hands of some guy named Paul McKenzie. He runs the Good News International Church. Wow. This is the good news is that you die if you... What kind of sicko? This is back to what we were talking about. There's so many crazy people in the world doing crazy things, and it could be exacerbated if you got rabies into your system. Who knows? This guy's got a criminal record going back about 10 years. He was arrested last month in connection with the starvation death of a couple of children, but then he was released on his own recognizance. But then there's another probe going on into this guy. What would motivate somebody to be this nuts? Well, to lead people down this road, and then for you to follow them.
Well, but they prey on people who have nobody, who just want to belong to something.
But what does he get out of it? What's in
power.
It for him?
Power.
100%. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, these people are narcissists. Absolutely. The leaders. They want people to follow them, and they want to feel larger than God. And it's really sad for the people who do fall for this, because they're lonely. Typically want a sense of belonging, and it's not like it's shown as very cult-like at the beginning when they kind of do their wooing to get people to become members.
So could we use the term cult to apply to various religions, maybe various political parties, maybe various trains of thought? Can that term cult apply to a lot of different things, not just the way it's being used here?
I think
frankly.
Some people would use the phrase cult-like mentality.
Yeah, maybe.
And certain issues there.
All right, names in the news. Jack Teixeira. Have we pronounced his name right? Teixeira? How do you corrected me on this the other day.
Oh, Jen did. Yeah, I think it was Teixeira.
Teixeira. Okay. You remember, you know that he's the National Guard airman who's accused of leaking classified files. Apparently, as he's been brought into court this week, one of the things, I don't know what this has to do with his release of all this information, whether this is just ancillary, but I noticed the number of news media outlets have picked up on his history of racist remarks and violent threats. And so why was this guy, if that's the case, still in the service and still allowed to have a gun? Why, if they knew this, he's got a history of these problems, what the heck is he doing in the National Guard? Hello? Anybody home there? Right? Am I right or am I crazy? I think I'm right. I hope I think.
I think it definitely makes a valid point, but also people can get guns without any kind of background checks anymore. So almost seems like a moot point.
Donald Trump is trying to stop Mike Pence from testifying. January 6th, grand jury continues. I don't think he can stop. So Pence wants to run against Trump. There's no love lost between them, obviously. I wonder who Trump actually does love. I guess he loves his wife, right, and his children?
Oh, but, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure he loves his family. There's some close friends, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well.
Himself.
You know, I don't think he does like himself. I don't think he would go down the streets with some of his comments the way he does if he loved himself. I don't think people who love themselves go off the way he goes off on people. I just don't. I think you have I just don't think you can love yourself and be as he is, frankly. I just don't. Thank you. Anyway, the other legal thing, E. Jean Carroll accusing Trump of raping her in the mid-90s. She told a pretty chilling story of what went on in that encounter when she was on the stand, and she ended her testimony by saying, quote, "I'm here to try to get my life back." So, I think that's a discussion that could be had and spent a lot of time doing it. And unfortunately, we don't have the time because 48 after the hour.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, here to answer your questions. 855-999-3684 connects you to Ken and the question department. As a cardiologist, Ken, what does a flu diagnosis mean? If you have a heart problem, are you more at risk if you got the flu?
So, Doug, this is out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Copenhagen, Denmark, this week. And what they report is that people who get influenza, they could be six times more susceptible to having a heart attack in the days following a flu diagnosis. And this increase in heart attacks among patients diagnosed with influenza, I knew you were going to ask me, it's due to the inflammatory process that is created within the body when someone is fighting off the flu or other viral illnesses. And this inflammation in the body, it can make cholesterol plaques more vulnerable to rupture and blood more likely to clot. And this is the underlying mechanism of both heart attack and the strokes that are due to clots, the so-called ischemic strokes.
All right, next question has to do with what we're eating. I read a report this week about dietitians focusing on the various types of fried food and how it causes inflammation in your system, also weight gain. This is a hot topic, and I wonder how it's connected, the whole discussion, the issue of diet. I noticed that there was some information about type 2 diabetes being linked to having too many bad carbs and too much meat. And especially if it's fried, it's got to be a no-no, right?
Absolutely. Processed food, fried food, those should be treats. You're not doing them for your health.
You're not doing, yeah. I think it's healthy. Every once in a while, I have fried clams. And they don't agree with me. I do it, and I know I'm going to have a problem afterwards and reach for some Balance 7 or something, but I love fried clams. And it does depend sometimes. I didn't know this before, but they can be cooked like anything else in a fryer in different kinds of fats. So there's some fats that you cook this stuff in, and I've forgotten, frankly, the safflower. Well, no, if you're using olive oil, but I don't think they use those in the oilers when they are frying this food, right?
I doubt it.
So then what ties all of this together? Fried food and the fact that that'll lead to diabetes. They just eat too much of that stuff. It lead to all kinds of things. I mentioned inflammation, back to the gut issue, I guess, yeah?
Well, there are about 10 foods that are especially good at causing inflammation, and fried foods, deep fried foods is high up there on the list.
So if you're going into the Dairy Queen, or you go into wherever you go, I happen to like the Dairy Queen for lots of silly reasons. I don't go to McDonald's, and I don't like Burger King, and I don't go to Wendy's. But I will go to a Dairy Queen, and so I know that there are people in front of me. I'm watching them order their fried cheese. I'm thinking, what the heck are you doing to your body because they're so high in fat? But people like it because, as Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, would say, if it tastes good, people are going to eat it. So you just have to be thinking, is moderation okay in this circumstance?
Just make them treats, not a steady diet.
Yeah. All right. So you don't want to have something fried every single day. I guess that's what you're saying.
Unless you have your affairs in order.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Here's a study that has a question attached to it. The American Association for Cancer Research says fewer Americans are aware that HPV causes cancer. Isn't there a vaccine that people can take now to avoid getting HPV?
There definitely is. It's a bit painful, and, you know, it has a lot of hot-button issues associated with it. But, yes, there definitely is. And this is what causes the virus that causes human papillomavirus, that causes cervical cancer. And there is a vaccine, and it's something you need to talk to the doctor about, especially teenage women. But also men are involved in this also. So this is a conversation with the pediatrician.
So is the issue the controversy about the age in which it's administered?
That's part of it. It's also a painful vaccine, and also the question of whether you're not. There's a lot of issues. You know,
yeah, sexual activity.
If I'm not sexually active, why do I need to take it? But
right. Yeah.
We could spend the whole show talking about it.
Food for thought. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.